There's nothing like a new home to make everything in your life suddenly seem a little bit off, which is typically unfortunate timing. After all, moving should be fun and exciting, a fresh beginning for everyone involved. There's nothing like exploring your neighborhood for the first time, meeting the folks next door, or lying awake and dreaming of what could come next for you in this untainted place. Of course, that kind of optimistic approach is not always the way that things work out in reality, as I'm quickly learning. Sure, I'm lying awake at night, but instead of wonder and excitement, I find myself overwhelmed with fear at the strange noises that seem to emanate from everywhere across this unfamiliar home. My wife, Jessica, assures me that it's just the pipes settling, but to be honest, I still haven't quite figured out what that means. Are pipes always on the move? Is there something about architecture that I've never quite understood? Still, I hate being the one in our relationship who freaks out over every creak and groan in the night. It's not the manliest I've ever felt, that's for sure. Tonight is no exception. The second that I hear a loud bang from downstairs, I sit up in bed. Dread and anxiety coursing through me, I tell myself that it's high time to step up and investigate. There's nothing to be afraid of, I think, and once I face my fears, I might finally get some sleep. I glance over at my beautiful wife, who lies face down in the pillows with a blissful look plastered across her sleeping face. She's doing just fine, lost in a peaceful dreamland while I'm out here staring down the monsters of my subconscious. It takes everything I have not to wake her and ask her to check it out with me, but I finally force myself to have a little restraint. This is my battle to fight, and my battle alone. Quietly, I climb out of bed and tiptoe over to the bedroom door, which is already open just a crack. I step out into the dark hallway and glance down it in either direction, a shiver running down my spine. I'm not going to lie, I'm terrified, and the strange layout of our new home does nothing to quell my fears. I barely know the way downstairs when it's light out, let alone in the dark, and although the moonbeams stream fiercely through the nearby windows, every shadow before me looks as though it could belong to some strange lurking beast. I force myself to forget about the idea of any beasts for a moment, instead cautiously finding my way down the hall and around the corner of the upstairs foyer. From here I can see into the rest of the house with reasonable clarity, and I am immediately relieved to find that nothing seems to be amiss. Like I've been informed a handful of times before, it's probably just the pipe settling. Suddenly, however, I hear another loud bang from down in the kitchen, which causes me to jump as my heart skips a beat. My first instinct is to turn around and head back to the bedroom, crawling under the covers and pretending that none of this ever happened. But I've already come so far that somehow I'm able to harness my courage and continue forward. I reach the top of the staircase and flip on the light switch next to me, prompting the foyer to illuminate slightly and then plunge back into darkness with a quiet sizzle. Among other things, the wiring in this place has become a problem, and for now I suppose I will just have to continue onward in the dark. I begin to descend the staircase, glancing around cautiously as I try my best to make heads or tails of the blank space. As I reach the bottom of the stairs, a second loud crash rings out through the house, once again emanating from the kitchen. I jump and then quickly struggle to collect myself, trying to muster up as much courage as I possibly can before calling out into the darkness. "Hello? Is someone there?" There's no response. Not that I expected there to be one. If it's a psychotic murder, I've now given away my location. If it's a burglar, then they're already running out the back door. If it's a ghost. I let that last thought trail off, not wanting to even consider that option for the time being.